What's in the news? The rigged election.
The media is trying to rig the election.
I'm Steve Kathan in CBS News. Donald Trump says the media has rigged the election. The process is rigged. If he loses, it wasn't fair or it was stolen from him. With no evidence, it's talk that undermines American democracy. Just listen to Ohio's Republican Secretary of State, John Houston.
The idea of building a national campaign where you're suggesting that the elections process itself is rigged is an irresponsible comment.
And it raises the specter of an endless challenge to the results, perhaps violence. And there's this to consider in this climate.
Imagine on election night if all of a sudden reports come out that cause people to think that the results of the election are questionable.
Adam Myers, head of intelligence at the security firm CrowdStrike, is concerned Russian efforts in cyberspace could have a chilling effect.
All they need to do is cause us to question the results that come back from one district and one state, and that could trigger enough of a reaction that we might call for, say, a complete recount.
Well, CBS's Jeff Pagay says it's the work of a Russian general, Valery Gerasimov.
In a military journal, Gerasimov wrote of using covert and propaganda tactics to turn a perfectly thriving state into a victim of foreign intervention, causing it to sink into a web of chaos.
The American election, a process facing its stiffest challenges yet. Now this, what's in the news? I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.